Demi Lovato says alien is derogatory. Offensive to extraterrestrials, use E.T.s instead. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 12, 2021. Gun control pushing, impeach Trump songstress Demi Lovato claims the word alien is a derogatory term offensive to extraterrestrial life and suggests people use ETs instead. I think that we have to stop calling them aliens because aliens is a derogatory term for anything. That's why I like to call them ETs, Lovato said in a recent interview with Pedestrian. So yeah, that's a little tidbit. A little information that I learned. It remains unclear, however, where exactly Lovato has gotten the little information from. Lovato, who came out as pansexual earlier this year, and then in May, declared that she is non-binary and uses they and them pronouns, is currently promoting her new Peacock original series, Unidentified with Demi Lovato. In the show, the singer brings viewers on a road trip alongside friends, family and leading alien experts in search of definitive answers to some of the biggest questions about extraterrestrial life, according to Peacock's description of the series. Watch below. Ironically, Lovato might want to have a word with Peacock, as the television network uses the word alien on its website. After being asked if there are any common misconceptions about UFOs that bother her, Lovato said people need to drop negative stereotypes. I think the ones that bother me are that aliens are harmful or that they'll come and take over the planet, the Dancing with the Devil singer said. At the end of the Pedestrian article, the editor provided a bizarre note, which read, "As per Demi's guidance, we have refrained from using the A-word in this article as it's an offensive term, no matter who you're directing it at. It's ETs, folks. File that away, please." Last month, Lovato claimed that she had a beautiful and incredible encounter with aliens at Joshua Tree National Park. "We went out into the desert in Joshua Tree and I basically saw this blue orb that was about 50 feet away, maybe less, and it was kind of like floating above the ground, just like 10 or 15 feet, and it was kind of keeping its distance from me," the singer said. "It was a beautiful and incredible experience." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.